Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Richard Nongard with SubliminalScience.com. And in this self-hypnosis audio, I'm going to be guiding you through an experience to help you prepare for surgery. Many people ask me, how can hypnosis be helpful to improve surgical outcome? Well, it can be helpful from a number of different perspectives. If you have any fear, this is your opportunity to release that fear and step into the reality that modern surgery is safe, it's performed on a daily basis throughout the world, and that complications are relatively rare. Second, this recording will help you to develop a sense of calm and comfort. If you're preparing for surgery, there have undoubtedly been some issues which have perhaps contributed to not feeling so good in a number of different ways. By creating calm and comfort prior to surgery, you'll have the ability to step into a state of calm and comfort and recovery following surgery. And of course, the third way that this session can be helpful is that by being able to create mental imagery of you on the other side of surgery, feeling well and beginning to recover and doing fantastic, we actually set ourselves up for the reality that we are what we think. And so by future pacing your success, you will ensure the success that you desire. To begin using this recording, find a comfortable place where you can relax and listen to it. It is, of course, beneficial to listen to this in the days or even the weeks that precede your surgical appointment. Some of you, though, have just discovered that you'll be needing surgery, perhaps later today or tomorrow. And so, to some extent, this recording is a last-minute attempt to derive the benefits from hypnosis. Don't worry, this recording is useful for those who have practiced it several times prior to a surgical appointment, as well as those who are using it only one or two times to enhance the benefits of hypnosis throughout the surgical process. If you're at home right now, make sure you turn off any computer windows that might be open and making noises and turn down your cell phone. If you're listening to this in a hospital waiting room or a surgical center preparation area, make yourself as comfortable as possible and perhaps even ask those around you for a period of time where you can utilize this resource of this recorded hypnosis session. Now that you've found a comfortable place where you can listen to this recording, take in a breath, breathe in deeply, and exhale. You'll hear some music in the background, and this music is designed to help you deepen the hypnotic experience, to help you relax a little bit further. And as you listen to the sounds of this recording, both my voice and the sound of the music that you hear, you can congratulate yourself because you've taken the first step in your recovery by being responsible to yourself and preparing ahead of time. Without a doubt, the time that you spend simply relaxing prior to this experience will have rewards which you'll interpret and experience as rewards directly related to health. Take in another breath. Breathe in, breathe out. And scan your body. Become aware of any parts of the body which are carrying the obvious tension of the day, perhaps tension in the back or the shoulders, and relax those muscles. Relax the muscles of the brow. You can unclench the jaw. If you're sitting in a chair, you can even gently move your chin towards your chest a bit, letting your neck relax. Notice your breathing. Notice how your breathing has already become more smooth and more rhythmic. How your heart rate has become calm and regular. We've only spent about a minute to this point preparing for our hypnosis session by simply relaxing, yet you've already derived the benefits of this session. And as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, you don't have to try to speed up your breathing or slow down your breathing or breathe in any certain way. Simply choose to bring all of your attention, though, to the breath. Each breath marks each moment. And there's good news. as long as we're breathing, we're actually okay. So if you've had any anticipatory anxiety, rather than follow those thoughts and wonder what could or might happen in the future, recognize that right now, this breath marks this moment. And as long as you're breathing, you're actually okay. No matter what your fears might be. And it really brings a sense of freedom, doesn't it? To be focused on the present, this breath, and this moment. Continue to relax the body, relax the muscles of the arms, the muscles of the back, the muscles of the belly. Notice what it feels like in your belly when you breathe in and breathe out. Paying close attention to each breath, almost as if you're an observer of the breath, watching the breath. And continue to relax the muscles of the body, the muscles of the buttocks and thighs, the muscles of the calves and shin, and even the muscles of your feet and toes, and the muscles of your hands and fingers. And this is really our next experience in hypnosis, to recognize that at any time, in any place, you can create physical calm in the moment by intentionally becoming aware of the places in the body where you might carry any tension of the day and just letting those muscles relax. And it might be a few days, or it might even be a few hours. When you begin the surgical procedure, which your doctors have determined will be so helpful to you. But right now, imagine yourself in a place of your own creation, or a place that you would like to go, or maybe even a beautiful place that you've been to before. And as you imagine yourself in this place, imagine a clear blue sky. And in that clear blue sky is a single white puffy cloud. And as that puffy cloud lazily and leisurely moves across the horizon, metaphorically cast any cares or concerns of the day or of the surgery that you're aware of into that cloud. Essentially, lift them up to that single white puffy cloud and let them rest in that cloud. And if there are any fears or any concerns that are unknown to you, at this time, you can allow the subconscious mind to bring those things to the surface and to imagine placing them in that single white puffy cloud. And as that puffy white cloud cradles any concerns or anxieties or anticipatory negative feelings, you can watch that single white puffy cloud lazily and leisurely float across the horizon, moving further and further away, as if any of your concerns and anxieties are being carried with it. If you watch this cloud long enough, you'll notice that the single white puffy cloud and all of your cares and concerns, which are either known or unknown, will eventually drift off into the distance and disappear in the horizon. It's at this point that both mind and body are completely relaxed. And with each breath and with each number, allow yourself to relax even further. All the way down now, each number and each breath relaxing further. 5, 4, 3. All the way down now, deeply relaxed. 3, 2, 1, 0. In this relaxed state, never asleep, but deeply relaxed, we're able to access that creative part of the mind. There's an old expression from a famous physician named Emil Kuwe, and that is that what the mind can conceive, the body can achieve. And you've embarked on this surgical journey to help you experience wellness at the deepest levels. And your expert physicians have guided many other people through the same process. You, when you emerge from surgery, will have the opportunity to engage in recovery. Not only recovery on a cellular or physical level, but on an emotional level as well. And so you know that when the surgery is completed, when the anesthesia wears off and you reorient yourself to the room around you, you'll, in that first breath, that first realization, that first moment, recognize that what's been accomplished during this process is the beginning of your wellness. And so imagine yourself, just as easily as you could see yourself recovering from surgery, what it might feel like a day or two after surgery to know that a problem has been resolved, that a procedure created so much healing. There may be residual impacts or effects of the surgery. Perhaps your doctor will have you slow down and take a break from lifting or from other activities. And of course, you'll pay attention to the doctor's instructions, but even with limitations, you'll recognize a day or two, or 2 or 3 days following surgery, that the outcome for you is health and wellness restored. And so see yourself after a period of weeks, maybe a week or two, maybe 5 or 6, or maybe 8 or 10, or even 12 weeks later, 3 months following surgery. How wonderful might you feel? Take a moment and observe yourself, the you that you will be 3 months from today. Vibrant, healthy, calm, well. It's really remarkable to know where you are today, but to know where you'll be in 90 days. And imagine yourself a year from now, perhaps forgetting to remember that you even had surgery in the first place. It would be amazing, wouldn't it? But many people have that experience. In fact, a year from the day that I'm making this recording, I myself had a surgical procedure. It was an important procedure. But in the year that transpired, I simply no longer thought about that, instead embracing my own wellness, and this is the experience of many people, and it took the prompt of making this recording to remind me of that previous surgery. In a year from now, well, your subconscious mind will be aware that the event took place. The health and the wellness and the overall feeling of health that you've achieved by completing this process will have its rewards. In fact, it will be so rewarding to you that the new you is the paramount person in your life, setting aside the old you with problems and diagnoses and illness. And imagine yourself 10 years from now, on a daily basis, doing the things that you want to be doing the most, enjoying your time with the people who are most important to you, and feeling your best at every level. You know that by going through this temporary process right now, the rewards for the next year or 3 years or 10 years are bountiful. And in this short hypnosis session, you've accomplished a great deal. You've learned the value of focusing on the present by just paying attention to the breath. And you've created the mental images of you well and healthy and vibrant again. And if you check your feelings right now, you'll notice a sense of calm and a sense of comfort. At any time in the future, whether it's right before surgery or in the hours before surgery or even the day before surgery, if you have any cares or concerns that haven't been addressed by your physician, you can close your eyes for a minute. You can imagine casting them into a single white puffy cloud in the sky above and letting them disappear off into the horizon, finding yourself calm and comfortable and well. Now in a moment, I'm going to count to three. And when I do, it'll be time to open the eyes, to return to the room around you. So, one, pay attention to the chair below you where you sit right now. Your hands on the armrest of the chair or on your lap. And take in a breath. Let that breath fill your lungs with oxygen and let the oxygen travel to every cell of the body. This, by the way, is how healing takes place. And so breathe and begin to heal. Two, stretch out any muscles that need to be stretched, feeling comfortable and reoriented. Hearing my voice, the eyes remained closed. Continuing to benefit from the experience of hypnosis. And three, opening the eyes now, all the way open, opening the eyes, feeling fantastic. A big smile on the face, optimism abounds.